Iranian TV showed images of men ringing bells, trains blowing their whistles, ships sounding their horns, and soldiers firing cannons to mark the symbolic return of Islamic Republic founder Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini on February 1, 1979. The stern-faced leader of the Islamic Revolution, which swept away Iran's monarchy, arrived that day at 9:33 by plane from France after 15 years in exile. Large exuberant crowds met him at Tehran's Mehrabad Airport. Former Iranian President Abolhassan Banisadr, who now lives in exile, traveled with Ayatollah Khomeini that day. He recalls the emotional rush that overcame him as he walked down the stairs behind the Ayatollah.
Il y a beaucoup de souvenirs. Première, c'est retrouver mon pays.
He says many memories come back to him of that day as he walked down the stairs, returning to his homeland after years of exile and finding people warm, confident, happy, and full of hope. And then he recalls there was a sea of people in the streets of Tehran to greet them, and they all seemed eager and confident. He also remembers the enthusiasm of the first election when he became Iran's first democratically elected leader. Later memories he recalls are sad ones, when Iraq invaded Iran and the regime began a wave of repression, followed by a coup that swept him from power. As part of the anniversary celebrations, children dressed in the colors of the Iranian flag paid homage to Ayatollah Khomeini by singing and chanting. Iran's Revolutionary Guards and besieged militiamen also raced through the streets of Tehran on motorcycles, waving flags to celebrate. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, accompanied by his top ministers, visited the Ayatollah's mausoleum in Tehran to honor his memory. Mr. Ahmadinejad, accompanied by the Ayatollah's grandson, stooped down to kiss his tomb before remembering the revolution. Mr. Ahmadinejad says that the return of Imam Khomeini to his native land on this day was the beginning of a new period in the life of all humanity. He argues that the revolution was an uprising which marks human history as a movement that opened the window of salvation and redemption, freeing people from the physical constraints of life. The opposition Kalami website reported that the Ayatollah's grandson, Sayyid Hassan Khomeini, snubbed Mr. Ahmadinejad during the president's speech. Later, the younger Khomeini visited the home of a jailed advisor to opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi. There were no reported opposition demonstrations Monday, and opposition leaders Mir Hussein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi have urged their supporters to turn out on February 11th, when Iranians normally take to the streets to celebrate the revolution. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.